Praise the Lord. We'll be reading our text from the book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Father, thank you so much for your written word. Thank you, God, for giving us the wisdom to know you better. Thank you, Father, for those who do not know you and for the opportunity that we have to preach the word to them. I pray to God that your word, O God, will help them to know you. And even those who have known you, but Father God, their foundation are not strong enough to hold the challenges they're going through. I pray to God that your word will strengthen them. Remind them, O God, that it is important to live for you and fear you. O God, as we all strive towards the kingdom of God, it is my prayer, Lord, that you will give us the heart and desire to know you better. And even if we sin against you, Father, we have the mind to repent and reunite ourselves with you. Guide us in everything we do. Help us. Thank you for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'm grateful today. And from this passage of Scripture, I'm led by the Spirit of God to quickly speak and think. Understanding sin and its consequences. Sin affects our relationship with God and others. When we sin, we separate ourselves from God. And we hurt other people and drive them away from our presence. And so as we have come today to listen to the word of God, I want us to understand that it is important to repent of our sins and live for God in righteousness. The consequences of sin, that is the punishment, help us to see the importance of repentance and forgiveness. And that's why you see, when we sin, God will punish us to remind us that what we have done, we need to repent. The Bible says he chastised those he loved. And so, but sin has consequences. If we sin, we face the judgment. So, I want us to be aware that even though we live in a world today that many people do not care about how they do things, they are not too conscious about what they say, what they talk, what they do. But I want us to be careful because sin can destroy. The definition of sin. Sin is anything we do that goes against God's will. It can be action, thoughts, or attitude. Now, the Bible says in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, we sin, we have the judgment to face, but God in his own mercy still provides us an opportunity to repent and live for God. In Galatians chapter 6 verse 7 says, do not be mocked. God cannot be mocked. It means reaped what he sows. So we have to be careful because we cannot deceive God. We cannot escape from God. And the consequences of our sins. We have to be aware that sin separates us from God. It can also lead us to eternal death. Meaning, if you sin, if you don't believe in Jesus, you will die physically. They will bury you. And when Christ returns, he will send you to hell. The physical aspect has to do with this mortal body that is appointed unto men to die once and after death judgment. And when the soul goes to face judgment, if you don't believe in Jesus, if you are not repented of your sin, the Bible says God will condemn you to hell. Just as a crime has consequences, so our sins, so does our sin. But there is hope in Christ. While sin leads to judgment, God offers forgiveness through Jesus. 1 John 1 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Meaning, God, in his perfect way, can forgive our sins and he can wash us from all unclean things. If we will come to his saving grace. Today, I want to encourage you, no matter where you fall short of the glory of God, no matter where you have sinned against God, no matter the worst thing you may have done, you don't have to go to someone to explain, oh yeah, I did this, I did that, I was bad, I was wicked, just come to Jesus. He's waiting for you. He's waiting to receive you. Come to Jesus. And the Bible says he will forgive you. Not only that he will forgive you, but he's in the position to cleanse you from all unclean things. He's there to forgive everything you did and to put you in a position that those who saw you to be a wicked person will now see you to be a good person. He will put you in a situation where people who despise you will see you and welcome you. He will change your life from death to life. The Bible says God demonstrated his love towards us while we just sinned and Christ died for us. We must fight. The love of God has brought us closer to himself. And so we no longer, when we accept Jesus, we become a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Our life has become a new life. And the reason God allowed judgment is it will help us to realize our need for the Savior. Punish us so that we know that we need to desist from these things and focus our attention on Jesus. God's love offered us a way out through repentance and faith in Jesus. I want you to remember today, While sin has its serious consequences, God's grace is greater. Embrace His forgiveness and walk in His light. If we understand this ocean of scripture that is meant for our good, that Jesus came purposely to save us, and we don't have to continue in our sins, that the consequences of sin is death. But Jesus said no. He took our place. He died on the cross of Calvary for our sins, so that we would not face the second death. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, the Bible says you will be saved and you will not experience the second death. I don't know where you are listening to me, but I want to encourage you. From the day men sinned against God, the Bible says sin spread all in the world, and everyone becomes sinner. But there is still a way to escape the consequences. Jesus is the way. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. John 14:6. I want to encourage you. There is no other name under heaven whereby we can be saved, only by the name Jesus. And if you we decide today to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want to encourage you, and I want to remind you that as you made the decision, the blessings of God will follow you. The love of God will follow you. And you will find peace in this broken world. Because in Christ, we have peace. Don't deceive yourself. The world cannot help you. Satan is deceitful. The Bible says he roams around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He's looking for someone to destroy. He's looking for someone to join him in his fight. I don't want you to regret tomorrow. I want you to rejoice with Jesus as we all are being called to His kingdom work. I want you to be strong, to understand that one day Jesus will come back to judge the world. If you are prepared, you will not have regret. If you are not prepared, you will regret it. I want you to be prepared before time. As you hear the word today, may the Spirit of God touch your heart and move you for the kingdom of God. Take note that sin has consequences, but Jesus came to set us free. And if you receive Him, you are free. God bless you. Father, thank you so much for your word, Lord. I pray, Jesus. Oh God, help me. Father, I'm not worthy, I'm sinful, but I pray to God. And thank you for using me, a sinner like me. Oh God, to be able to minister to another sinner is a joy. Oh God, thank you because I'm saved by grace, and I pray to God that you will use me to bless the heart of your people. Father, thank you for this ministry. Thank you for the LifeWell Ministry. Thank you for all the supportive arms of the ministry. Lord, I pray that today will be a blessing for someone who will receive you. Thank you now and take your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.